Truth Dealer Radio is listener-supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it is Truth O'Clock. And I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, and I'm asking you to wake up. Wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth is God's Word. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. This week, it kind of works out well. I'm going to be playing a lot of clips from some doctors around the earth, and we happen to have some construction going on here at the home base studio, so there's a lot of hammering and stuff outside, and I'm going to be playing clips from a video that is banned on YouObeyTube. That's what I call it now, YouObeyTube, or maybe FoolTube. It's banned on there, and it's also banned on Fascist Book. So you must know that they're telling the truth. These are doctors around the world who want to warn about the vaccine. If you don't want to listen to it, turn it off. I, for one, would like to hear what they have to say. I would also like to hear what the former vice president, he was the former vice president and chief science officer of Pfizer. You know, that's the company that's made one of the vaccines. The same company. His name is Dr. Mike Gieden. He had this to say about what is going on. It is my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive scale depopulation. Let me read it one more time. It's my considered view. It means he thought about it. Okay, the man's been in this business for 40 years. And he's a chief science officer, and he was a former vice president of Pfizer. It's my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive scale depopulation. He also said this, I have absolutely no doubt that we are in the presence of evil. Not a determination I've made before in a 40-year research career. And dangerous products. Now, if you want to ignore him, that's your choice. My goal here is to make sure that I sound the alarm and warn people about dangers that are coming upon the face of the earth so that people can make a decision based on informed consent, not based on propaganda put out and pushed by satanic corporations and globalists who want to reset the world and create, frankly, what is going to be the system that the Antichrist will use. There's no doubt about that anymore. They're using AI, 5G, and biometrics to create this system. We've documented it here on several shows. See, the goal here on Truth Dealer Radio is not to tickle your ears or to agree with all the popular people and join in. The goal here is to sound the alarm, spiritually and sometimes physically. Praise the Lord.
My name is Andrew Kaufman. I'm a medical doctor and board-certified forensic psychiatrist. This pandemic is not a real medical pandemic. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective because there has not been enough time. In addition, there is not a clear definition of any new disease for which it can be tested against. There has not been a virus that has been purified or shown to be the cause of an illness, Thus, there is no target for a vaccine. However, the bottom line is that since no additional deaths have occurred in relation to a new disease, there is simply no need for a new vaccine.
Hi, my name is Hilde Smet. I'm a Belgian medical doctor, and I'd like to say that a new COVID-19 vaccine is not safe and that there is no global medical pandemic. For almost 20 years, the pharmaceutical industry has been trying to develop corona vaccines, but never managed because they saw in the animal trials that there were serious side effects, autoimmune disorders, when the animal was exposed to a new wild-type virus. These autoimmune disorders are comparable with the complications we have seen in some COVID-19 patients. Now, due to the excuse of a global pandemic, the pharma industry has the permission to skip the animal trials. This means that we humans will be the guinea pigs, and we might get severe side effects when we are exposed to new viruses.
My name is Nils Fosse. I'm a medical doctor in Bergen, Norway. The COVID-19 vaccine has not been proven safe and effective. It's a new technology, and it's been tested on a few thousands of people in a few months. Please do your own research. This is not a real medical pandemic. The death rates in Norway are not higher than on an average year.
Dr. Elizabeth Evans, retired doctor and co-founder of the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven to be safe or effective. We believe that it is reckless and unnecessary to roll out these essentially experimental vaccines that are using a completely new mRNA technology to millions of people when there is only limited short-term safety data, no evidence that they will prevent transmission of the virus, and no long-term safety data to rule out late-onset negative effects like autoimmune diseases, infertility, and cancers.
This is Dr. Mohammed Adel from the United Kingdom. I am fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of UK and consultant surgeon. I've been working for the National Health Services for the last 30 years with unblemished record. I am chairman of the Global Nectarian Organization, All Pakistan Medical Association UK, and recently we have developed World Doctors Alliance in collaboration with thousands of health professionals across the world. Recently, we had a very successful webinar, which has been viewed by millions of people across the world. I am standing for the cause of the humanity, especially in the current situation of the devastating effect due to coronavirus and its restriction imposed on the public. Many thanks.
My name is Professor Dolores Cahill. I'm a molecular biologist and an immunologist. And we have good news. The coronavirus and the lockdown was not as severe as was thought. We know that we can treat the symptoms of COVID-19 very successfully with vitamins D, C, and zinc, and with very safe medicines. So therefore, the lockdown and the measures like quarantining, social distancing, and masks were not necessary. And also, a vaccine is then also not necessary. There has never been a licensed RNA vaccine, and this is not because there have been many clinical trials, but that in the safety studies, there was significant adverse events and death in the animals that were used in these studies over the past 20 years.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anna Forbes. I'm a UK medical doctor here representing the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. This is a growing body of doctors, scientists, academics, and lawyers. We believe that there has been an overestimation of the public health risk from SARS-CoV-2 due to misrepresentation of data and inappropriate use of the PCR test. We call for the preservation of informed consent, medical choice, and bodily autonomy. As doctors, we believe this is absolutely crucial to maintain. Thank you.
I am Ralph Sundberg, MD, PhD, former associate professor in transplant surgery at Karolinska Institute. My opinion of this coronavirus crisis is that the PCR test is inaccurate. It actually causes so many false positives. So we are scared to vaccination, and I don't trust this vaccine.
My name is Dr. Johan Dennis from Belgium. The corona vaccine is not proven safe or effective. There is no medical emergency. It is a fake pandemic. The coronavirus is, in terms of harmfulness, mortality, and transmissibility, comparable to a seasonal flu. And I can only reject the extreme disproportionate measures that are taken by our governments. There is no emergency situation. It was all orchestrated to make you fearful enough to take the vaccine. This vaccine is just not proven safe. It has been developed too quickly. We have no idea what the long-term effects will be. It needs much more investigation. There is no hurry or emergency. It might possibly change your DNA. This is irreversible and irreparable for all future generations. An experiment on humanity. I would never give it to myself, my patients, or my loved ones. We are no guinea pigs.
My name is Moritz von der Borch. I'm working as a journalist in science and medicine, and I'm from Germany. Do not take this vaccine. This vaccine is dangerous. This pandemic is a fraud.
My name is Amfir Lafain. I'm a medical doctor from Belgium, specialized in chronic infectious diseases such as Lyme, Epstein-Barr, molds, etc. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe nor effective. And I think it's unacceptable that all liabilities have been waived for the companies that are producing it. If pharma doesn't take responsibility for the products they make, how can they expect doctors to inject them to their patients without doubt of doing harm? More and more, we see that this is really not a medical pandemic. The measures for corona cause far more collateral damage than the virus causes itself. Worldwide, we see that the numbers of cases are falsely presented in order to drive the population to obedient behavior and to vaccination. So please be critical. Do your own research and don't let the media manipulate you. I think it's time to react, time to stand up for your freedom, for the future of your children. Don't give in to anxiety, to polarization, to governmental control, and to restriction of your freedom, all under the false pretext of a virus, because that's what's happening.
I'm Dr. Kevin Corbett, a retired registered nurse and health scientist in the United Kingdom. The COVID vaccines are not proven safe or effective. COVID is not a real medical epidemic. The vaccines use synthetic products that will alter your genes, allow monitoring of your vaccination status, and produce dangerous chemical reactions. Scientists are therefore demanding that all COVID vaccinations be immediately stopped. The real epidemic is fear and hysteria. It started in China and quickly spread via the World Health Organization. The hysteria was accelerated by corporations who gained financially through selling fast-tracked, flawed medical tests, toxic antiviral drugs, and now unproven and potentially dangerous vaccines. Standard precautions which normally protect the public have been disregarded due to ignorance, hysteria, and profits. For example, the vaccines have not undergone proper phase 3 tests. The COVID test, the PCR, is fatally flawed. It was never examined in the standard way by the United Kingdom National Health Service, and it should never have been used on sick people or those with no symptoms. You can read about the flaws in the PCR test at www.cormandrostenreview.com.
My name is Dr. Carrie Made. I am an internal medicine physician from the United States of America. I've owned my own clinic, and I've been medical director of two different clinics, as well as being an attending physician for medical students over the last 19 years. I'm here to tell you that there is no worldwide pandemic for COVID-19. We're using testing mechanisms called PCR that have never been indicated or created to diagnose any infection. This is not the way we should be diagnosing. In addition, hospitals and doctors are getting financial incentives to diagnose COVID-19. On top of that, we have multiple lab errors happening around the world over and over, indicating more false positives. On top of that, I am here to tell you that I will not take the COVID-19 vaccine, and I will not recommend the COVID-19 vaccine for any of my patients. This vaccine is experimental on the human race because they are proposing to use modified messenger RNA or modified DNA synthetic to the human body. This is the first time ever this will ever be launched on the human race. We don't know what could happen to us. In addition, they're proposing to use nanolipid technology or nanotechnology and the human race as well. There are so many different awful things that can happen to us, and we need to investigate this before we go forward. This is my alarm call to the world.
My name is Dr. Bear Lando, and I've treated many vaccine-damaged children. Due to the lack of proper testing and the spurious conditions surrounding the alleged pandemic, I would highly caution anyone considering taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
I am Kate Shemarani, natural nurse in a toxic world. Do I believe there is a pandemic? Absolutely not. There's no evidence of that. Do I believe that COVID-19 exists? Absolutely not. It has never been proven. Do I believe that the population need this new COVID-19 dangerous vaccine that's not had the safety trials done and it hasn't ever been done before? Absolutely not. No one needs it. Do I believe that our government should be arrested for possibly genocide? Absolutely.
My name's Sam De Luna, retired pharmacist, and I live in Norway. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven safe or effective. I'll focus on just two safety issues. The vaccines carry the risk of immune enhancement. Instead of protecting against infection, the vaccine can actually make the disease worse when a vaccinated person is infected with the virus. Secondly, in the UK, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency has made an urgent request. Quote, the MHRA urgently seeks an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions.
Hello everybody, my name is Piotr Rubas. I come from Poland. I work as an internist in Germany, currently as honorarzt. I strongly disagree to getting vaccinated with this experimental preparation called the corona vaccine. Firstly, each and every new vaccine has to undergo a period of clinical trials, which is at least 5 years. Secondly, why should I expose my body to something unknown due to the virus, which mortality rate is similar to that of seasonal influenza virus?
The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective. This is not a real medical pandemic.
I want you to remember that each one of you, every single one of you, independently is a beacon of light for those around you. So set the example, stand up, continue to fight, continue to speak out, especially for your children. Let your children see what it means to be free. Allow your children to witness your heroism and that you are willing to stand up and do what's right, regardless of what's going on around you.
For the better part of a century, vaccination has relied on corrupt science, propaganda, and systemic suppression of true informed consent. With the COVID vaccine, we reach an inflection point where the truth is available for all to see. Will you trust GMO, pharmaceutical, and 5G subsidizing eugenicist technocrats with your health? Or will you see through their claims to a transhumanist agenda that aims to dispossess you of trust in your body, of any agency around your own life, and even of the fabric of your own humanity? Vaccination is penetration of the body, mind, and spirit by the state. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective. This is not a real medical pandemic.
Know that when they develop this, it's under the umbrella of the 2005 PREP Act. They have complete liability protection. You can't sue them and you have no recourse if this vaccine harms you. They have been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2002, since we had SARS. And every animal study that they've done, particularly the ferret study, which the ferret's immune system mimics the human adult immune system, ferret studies, rabbits, and rat studies, all the animals ended up with a paradoxical immune response in which the antibody levels that were very high actually accelerated the infection, made it much worse, and allowed the pieces of the virus to go inside of the cell and be incorporated into the DNA of the recipient of that vaccine by a process called transduction. That transduction irreversibly puts that virus, snip of virus, into your DNA and transforms your cells.
Hello, I'm Senta de Poet. I'm a freelance journalist, and I represent Children's Health Defense in Europe with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We want to alert you to the fact that the current COVID vaccines are an experimental product based on the injection of genetic material into our cells. And the risk of using these new technologies on humans and the environment are unknown, while they could have irreversible consequences. In April, the Pandemic Accelerator Act of the European Union allowed vaccine producers to have a free pass for safety. And on July 15, the European Parliament agreed to remove the need of risk evaluation requested under the GMO regulations. That decision was made in 10 days. There were no scientific reports, no hearings in Health Commission, no debate, and no amendments prior to this vote. So Children's Health Defense Europe has asked for the annulment of this decision in the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. Please share this information, as it is extremely important to understand that the current COVID vaccines are not proven safe. Our legislators have abandoned the principle of precaution by putting blind faith in a dangerous experiment.
My name is Heiko Santelmann. I'm a German medical doctor, now working in Norway. I have been working with the general practice for 40 years, doing research for 20 years, the last 10 years, especially on vaccines. I have to shout out that this is not a real medical pandemic, and the COVID-19 vaccine is not proven to be safe or effective. I agree with the British Medical Journal that the testing is not done honestly. The claimed 90% effect is really only 0.2% if you study the results. I wonder, why did Gates and his conspiracy terrorists spend billions to develop vaccines that can sterilize men, women, and even their unborn children?
Uniform and forceful measures, medical measures, are unethical and cannot be implemented on a defenseless population, neither as tests nor as vaccines. Any medical intervention, testing, treatment, or vaccine can only be implemented in an ethical and legal way based on an individual medical consideration, well-informed patient consent, and clinical evidence of harmlessness beyond doubt. Thank you.
My name is Mikael Nordfors. I'm a medical doctor from Sweden, and I'm working with integrative medicine. And there is no pandemic, and the vaccine is neither safe nor effective. And to give an untested vaccine to entire humanity and use them as guinea pigs is complete madness and nothing else. And we must stop it now. And it's even more madness to give it to children when children don't suffer from COVID-19. Nobody died under the age of 15 in my country so far. And then there's only side effects and risks and costs. And that's a waste of money and waste of human life and safety. So stop it now. And I also bet that there will never be a vaccine as safe and effective as vitamin D that can reduce mortality between 50 and 95%, depending on the level of vitamin D you have in your blood. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Elke de Kerk. I'm a medical doctor from the Netherlands. I have informed myself about the vaccine, and I want to tell you about three things. First of all, this vaccine could be sterilizing women and girls. Secondly, this vaccine could cause a viral interference, a priming, and then it can cause a cytokine storm, which is very dangerous for your health, for people. This has been seen in humans and animals, animal testing with other coronavaccines. And then thirdly, this vaccine could change your genetic blueprint, your genetic code, your DNA forever, and we don't know what that's going to bring you. Thank you very much. Inform yourself, protect your children, and look it up. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be able to bring you this information, which has been censored by big tech, big corporate tech. Hope you tune in again next time. God bless you. Be strong in the Lord.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus. Some folks out there just might be listening.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music. Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford.
The time is short. That is why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. KJV Prepper witness wear can be a bold witness to the unsaved and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel worn to warn.
Most of you know that I love great coffee. Recently, I made a discovery right here in my hometown of Rome, New York. Broster's Coffee Company, specializing in single-origin, organic, fair-trade, small-batch coffee. My favorite dark roast is the Nicaraguan. When you use the promo code TRUTH, you will receive 10% off your online purchase at thebroasters.com. TheBroasters.com. Broster's Coffee Company. Hashtag roasted in Rome.